thing about Cardiff is you don't really notice the time passing because of all the rain. The seasons merge into one. Anyway, the Queen died. Well, unless it was her clockwork duplicate. Never quite got to the bottom of that one. Suddenly I realized how much time had passed. Also, I had to rush back to London. Turned out the new king wasn't really a fan of Torchwood. The Prime Minister kept explaining it to him, and he just wasn't getting it. Problem was, he didn't believe in Torchwood or aliens. "Your Majesty," I said to him, "that's like not believing in France." "I don't," he hiccuped. "Apart from Paris," and then he laughed. So I took him to Paris and got him tight. You heard me. That solved our funding for a few months. I went back to Cardiff and in my defense, forgot all about the Red Key again. Thing is, the sailors had changed. Not quite such a warm welcome in the docks, lots of suspicion and dread. The old taverns empty. Strange rumors running around of something going on, women going missing, children going missing. Just poor people. So of course, no one really bothered. Except for me. I went looking for trouble, and I always found it. They were nesting. Tiger Bay didn't have sewers back then. It was just a filthy pond behind some packing crates. But there they were. Horrible, fetid creatures. Rotten slime trapped in their wrinkled flesh. They'd been eating the people. Well, of course they had. It's what we expected. Alien life comes here, eats us. But it was more complicated than that. These creatures weren't just alien. I mean, they weren't human, but if you looked at their bodies, they still had little scraps of clothing, uniform. Let me tell you, you may think anyone looks hot in a sailor's outfit, but these guys didn't. What had happened to them shouldn't have been possible. An alien attack leaving an infected wound? Interbreeding? But somehow, these guys had mutated with alien DNA. Something that was spreading at a massive rate through the docks of Cardiff, killing off people, yeah, but also trade. People were starving. Everyone was afraid. There was a dangerous mood in the air, and everyone knew about the plague, but no one spoke about it. They just knew that if you went out, you might not come home. And the numbers were growing, and it was getting worse. It all rang a bell. I went back to the hub, and I fished around in the store. There it was, the Red Key. It was like what had happened in Russia, a mighty finger poking at reality. We couldn't control the rift, not then, not really. I mean, could we ever? But hey, this one time, I knew I could open it up and fling it out into nothing, and we'd really get somewhere. So, I threw it away. I threw away the most powerful object in the world. Well, I'd had it for a decade and really hadn't done that much with it. Wasted on me. So, I just got back to doing the right thing. To trying to do the right thing. I opened the rift and I threw the Red Key in. I hoped I wasn't too late. Yeah, students of history, you like dates. I got rid of it in 1914. Nothing bad happened then, did it? Not at all. No, nothing. Nope. I took a weapon from the arsenal and went back down to the docks. A proton flamethrower, pretty hot stuff. I burned those creatures out of life. I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for myself. I'd caused it. Those weird, snarling wretches. I destroyed them all. As sailors will tell you, there are some things that always stay the same. The North Star. Hardship. Even the worms that live inside a ship's biscuit and wriggle around in your mouth as you chew on them. You know what they call them? Weevils.